Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Again, thanks to Pot County Commissioner Dee McKee and County Appraiser Louis Schlegel for joining us to start out the morning. Now we're going to close out talking with some friends, literally friends of Peace Memorial Auditorium, Rondi Dale and Trace Woods. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
All right. Well, looking at you brought a flyer for me to look at, which I always appreciate that. Got the 5th Annual American Music Spectacular coming up Monday, April the 30th in Peace Memorial Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. and featuring some Broadway tunes, performances by Ogden Elementary students. And this is really to help Peace Memorial Auditorium.
Yes, it is. We're very excited because Phi Mu Alpha, the music fraternity at K-State, has very talented musicians, and they're the ones that came in 5 years ago and said, we will perform, we will use a stage, and they put on this awesome show. And we have a special feature of also having Ogden Elementary School is going to bring some guitars, and they're going to do a little playing too, and so we want everybody to come out. It's free. And the donations, we will have a few donations for the stage improvements because we're doing a lot of things to update the stage because, unfortunately, 55 years ago or 60 years ago, the stuff gets old.
It happens, yeah.
So we're trying to get money raised to help. But you can still come. You don't have to give anything. But if you want to, we would like you to, okay, because this is so important to have this wonderful stage. I'll let Trace talk a little bit about what he's going to do.
Yeah, so with the program on Monday, we have sort of made a Broadway theme, and we will have the Ogden Elementary School will come and give about a 15-minute performance for us, and we will also have some vocalists from the school come and sing for us, and we have our own little jazz combo that we're going to have perform, and we'll be primarily performing Broadway tunes. And one of our main objects as for the Phi Mu Alpha Symphonia Fraternity is to advance music in America. And we really thought this was a great opportunity to do it, to help with the auditorium, and to help just get music out there for people to hear.
And if you want to describe, Tracy, your role within the fraternity.
Yeah, so I'm the music director for the fraternity right now. I have held the position since the beginning of January and will leave the position at the end of December.
And I guess to talk about this partnership, this is the 5th annual American Music Spectacular. Has the fraternity been a part of this since the beginning, or is this your first time with the partnership here?
Yeah, so we have, we were the ones that started this American Music Spectacular 5 years ago, and we've been putting on performances in the spring and in the fall. We have the American Music Spectacular, and we also have the holiday music recital in the fall in December. And we promote each of those and put on each of those with performances from us, from others.
One of the things that for the history, a lot of people don't understand that actually the auditorium was voted upon in 1946. And it was to honor the 100,000s that were coming back. Over 2,000 soldiers came back and then 101 died. And that's what this beautiful new wall is in our foyer, which was dedicated in 2017, but still come down and see it because it's just awesome. And if we know that somehow somebody from some grandpa, they're saying, well, my grandpa should be up there. If they're from Riley County and if they died in battle in World War II, there are some spots to put their names on, which is really awesome. And so we want everybody to come down and enjoy this. This concert, again, is free. I might say that for a while there was some question about whether the auditorium and the stage would be taken out. And so the challenge from the city commission at that time over 5 years ago was we need to find people to use the stage. Well, it wasn't being used because there was no sound system. And so one of the big projects we're doing for our program is to get it so that it'll have brand new sound and construction. We're working together, the city and our friends of Peace Memorial, plus our wonderful fraternity are working together to try to have new sound equipment, because the old stuff, sometimes if you plug too many things in, it would short out and you wouldn't be able to play your instruments. And so that's real important. They're talking about some brand new curtains that would kind of freshen up everything, because some of them do have a lot of holes in them. And then, of course, working on the stage floor, and then just making the auditorium look really nice, because we have kind of neglected a lot of that part of it. I think the city itself are going to work on the ceiling to maybe paint over some of the marks, but the acoustics is really good. So they put in new air conditioning a couple years ago and a new furnace. That's what the city did too, which was wonderful, because for all these years from about 1955 when it was built, it was really hot in there in the summer, because when it was in 55, people didn't care about air conditioning that much. But now they want air conditioning.
Oh, gotta have it now.
Yeah.
I can imagine now.
So now it's really nice, because the performers on stage aren't uncomfortable.
Brady Bowman here with Rondi Dale and Trace Woods, friends of Peace Memorial Auditorium, talking about the 5th Annual American Music Spectacular. That'll be, again, Monday, April 30th at 7:30 p.m., Peace Memorial Auditorium. Featuring some Broadway tunes, performance by Ogden Elementary students. Again, family-friendly, free to the public. Donations are accepted at the door to help continue that restoration of the World War II Memorial Auditorium. We just got about 2 or 3 minutes left. And Trace, again, just kind of wanted to talk to you about your thoughts on this partnership. I'm sure that it wasn't much of a – didn't need a hard sell to partner with this.
No, not at all. So this got started before I joined the fraternity, a couple of years before. Chris Boxberger was one that kind of led the charge on this and getting us partnered with the Peace Memorial Auditorium, because like they said, they needed performers, and hey, we needed a place to perform. So it was easy.
That works out well, right?
Yeah.
And some Broadway tunes. Any examples of some of the Broadway tunes we could expect?
I don't have the program ready right now. I don't have exactly what we will be performing. I think our jazz combo will be performing an arrangement of My Favorite Things. I could be wrong, but yeah.
So be surprised, right?
Yeah.
Check it out. Be surprised.
Well, the Ogden group is going to do a song related to Kansas, which I had not heard before. But, you know, anything to do with Kansas and its history is just really wonderful. And I might say that the children are looking forward to performing with the college students, which is really going to be very exciting. So, and they're bringing their guitars. So this will be kind of fun to hear that. And their director is Dave Acheson, and he's the music director out at Ogden. And it's going to be really a fun show. I might add, too, if somebody still wants to contribute a little bit, they can mail any contributions and label at Friends of Peace Memorial Auditorium to Box 265, Manhattan, Kansas 66505. And we will sure that helps us with the little funding for the stuff that we have to make our auditorium up to date, because we want it 2018 and more, so it'll last and look beautiful. The sound will be really good. But we do have good sound today, but we have to bring it in. The university students will bring in their sound system.
Well, very good. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing this with us. Friends of the Peace Memorial Auditorium, Rondi Dale, Trace Woods. Again, appreciate you coming in this morning. Again, Monday, April 30th, 5th Annual American Music Spectacular, 7:30 p.m. at Peace Memorial Auditorium. Miss any of this show, it's on demand at newsradiokman.com.
Moving up on 10 a.m., CBS News will be followed by the Clark Howard Show. Mark Stein filling in for Rush Limbaugh today. Dan Patrick, and then the game this afternoon. We have Royals baseball. Royals in Milwaukee beginning at 6:30 with the broadcast.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Manhattan.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by TheraWorks Relief.
I'm Peter King, the